Morning, everybody. My name is Miles Clark. I'll be standing in again for Will this morning in terms of the morning video. Gonna jump right into the performance over the last 24 hours. It was a pretty quiet day across the board for the names we typically look at there. S&P 500 towards the top of the pack, advancing just about a quarter of a percent or so. US dollar right there in the middle. Towards the downside, we did see crude oil take a bit of an exhale there, down about 81 basis points, followed by a continued exhale for emerging markets proxy EEM, down about 0.5% or so. All right, moving on over into a couple different comments. Really nothing major on any of the charts that we typically look at. We did see the VIX move back down lower there. We're now on that 1 point chart, taking out or sitting at some significant lows from 2023. Of course, we did see that volatility spike throughout April as we saw markets take a bit of an exhale, but that seemed to kind of fall back down again, watching this 12 point reading as some significant lows back from 2023, multi-year lows there as well. Also want to highlight a great piece put together by one of my colleagues, Joseph Tezullo, in yesterday's Daily Equity Report, just talking about that reading as well as how you can purchase some protection for many of your positions, saying that it is so cheap around current levels. So give this a read if you're interested in doing so. We'll wrap up today's call with just a couple of different stock comments that occurred over the last 24 hours within the transports section. There was a lot of weakness there. We're going to take a look at both Old Dominion and J.B. Hunt, two of the kind of trucking-focused companies within the space there. Both of them are technically poor stocks that you shouldn't be looking to at and around current levels, despite them seeming, quote, cheap there. ODFL will start there, down about 14% at the time of this recording, four consecutive sell signals in a series of lower tops and lower bottoms, again, taking out some significant support dating back to late 2023. From here, really no support seen until 160. So again, not one you should be looking to purchase around here. Another one we'll take a look at, as I mentioned, J.B. Hunt, JBHT, is a zero for fiver, ranks just 49th out of 53 within that transports non-air matrix, returning to a sell signal and, similar to ODFL, breaking past some significant support on its default chart, is in heavily oversold territory, but again, not one we're going to go bottom fishing here for. Also want to mention Target. We did talk about them yesterday morning on some reports. They were going to be slashing costs for some heavily trafficked items within their store. TGT reported this morning. They're down about 8% at the time of this call, citing some weak consumer demand. So perhaps maybe not a good sign for Target or some other retailers across the board. Nonetheless, that's going to send them down probably past, all things equal, past this 156 point, posting a second consecutive sell signal for the first time since late 2023. Again, is still technically actionable, but one I'm probably going to err on the side of caution here on the back of earnings. All right, major wait for it. Of course, the big one on the docket today is going to be NVIDIA. NVDA is a strong five for fiver from a technical standpoint. I would say fundamental expectations are also pretty lofty for the name. Rank still strongly within that semiconductor matrix. RS is still on their side. Nice technical picture that here emerging, nice stair-stepping pattern down below with plenty of support offered around that kind of 816 to 800 level for NVIDIA. I will say this 960 point will be some steep resistance up above if we do see if we do see a beat and raise for NVIDIA. Okay, move on over and just actually wrap it up here. Hope everyone has a great day, and David will be back with you tomorrow.